on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on this Tuesday morning. Want to thank our sponsors, Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Wear Your Shield, Wear Your Shelter, Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works For You, Encompass Credit Union, Community Minded, Just Like You, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Good morning. I'm Kevin Keith, and news director Ken Hartman joins me in the studio. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
So we got a bunch to talk about today, but I want to start off by yesterday we knew it was going to be a busy day, and it was already Monday, right? So it usually is. Yeah. So we had the engineer here, Mike Sinecki, good buddy of ours, and we had the last day for a couple construction guys here doing all of our remodeling. And we had a couple guys here from ProBite to put in a big, nice TV for us out front in our lobby. And there was somebody else running. Oh, yeah, the phone guy was running around here, too. So it was pretty crowded in the WILO studios yesterday. And on top of that, me and the engineer were doing an update on our computer systems, a big update, which didn't happen. So we're going to do that next Monday. But I just want to apologize, Ken, for the string of obscenities that I was yelling yesterday. About 10:15, as I was zipping down the WILO halls, with Shine 99 being off the air for about a minute and a half around that time yesterday.
Should I do the same for all mine yesterday afternoon? Because
no.
I was livid yesterday afternoon.
And thank you for being the voice of reason throughout this, because it was my turn to have a near meltdown yesterday. You can have that some other time, okay?
Okay, I'm going to probably take it, too.
But if Ken is the voice of reason, you know it was a crazy afternoon at WILO.
Yeah, it was a little crazy yesterday.
But I'm sorry you had to see that side of me, Ken, and none of that was directed toward you.
Well, I knew that, because if I knew it was, I'd have better done something to take care of that issue.
But we got through it, and Cindy asked me first thing this morning. She said, "Are you okay after yesterday?"
I heard her ask you that.
I said, "Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. We're good. We're pointed in the right direction anyway."
Okay.
Wow, we look so nice here at WILO inside,
do.
Don't we?
We do.
I just I love the colors and the carpeting we've got and some additional little workstations we've got here. So, wow, it's fun. And we'll be doing a grand opening sometime in the next month or two, I think. So we'll make sure we invite all y'all to come on down and see our new digs, all right? Well,
y'all come down, you hear?
You hear? Yeah, come on down. Yeah. Y'all come. So we'll be doing that here in the next month or two, and it'll be nice to meet everybody, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout. We'll have some food and stuff, everything, because people will come for food. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
We did get a text right before we went on the air about ClintonCountyDailyNews.com not streaming WILO, so I went and kicked the hamster and grabbed the hammer and knocked the snot out of it. So I'm hoping it's working right now. But if not, I'm going to get on that right after. I've got a note right here after we get off the air, and I'll try to fix that if it's not fixed yet. So we are aware of that, and thank you for a couple listeners this morning letting us know.
It's called You Feed the Hamster.
Ah, I forgot to feed him yesterday and all the hubbub.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
That's right.
Well, Clinton County Central Dispatch has announced the sewer department will have McClurg Street in Frankfort closed between Main and Columbia for the next couple of days. Gosh, I got all kinds of Nixel alerts yesterday about a couple road closures here and there. So there's a lot going on this time of year.
That's right.
And so you got to, you know, make sure you're more aware than you normally are. And sometimes you might have to take a little detour.
Also, we need to be aware that there will be, after what Community Crossings, the matching grant came out from MnDOT yesterday, there will be no road paving projects in the city this year.
I heard the mayor say that on your news this morning. I was kind of disappointed in
Well,
that.
Here's the thing. They're not going to accept applications until August.
Okay.
And then they're going to, and all materials must be submitted by the 28th of September, and they'll be awarded in November. Now, unless, you know, unless the, we have a late spring, late summer that goes into November and December, like our spring went into, you know,
the winter went into spring. Right.
There's no way we can do that. So it's going to have to be done next year. So.
So 2019 isn't that far off when you put it in that perspective, right?
But when you, you know, when you're pretty much set on trying to get some roads done, and we kind of know where they are.
Yep.
It makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I was pretty disappointed to hear that.
Yeah, and I was written all over Jason's face all last night when I saw him, and you know, it's just not a good situation that they wait so long to do those kind of things. I don't know if it's deliberate because of. Because of all the extra people who, you know, put their stuff in last year. I don't know if it's deliberate because of that, that they're making it so late to try to save a little money for a year. Or I have no idea what they're doing.
Well, yeah, but other communities suffer as well.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not just Frankfort in our area. It's, you know, they're doing that to all the communities.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say that how good do these alleys look that they're working on?
I have not seen them, so I can't say.
Oh, man. I've seen two or three of them in different parts of town, and they look awesome. I love grading those. And yeah. I mean, it's just, man, it looks good.
They're on the northwest side of town right now as we speak.
They're working on this one right behind us here. So, it looks good. It goes a long way. What else was you going to say there, Ken?
Well, I was going to say, you know, you were talking about, this Community Crossings grant. The state's awarded $300 million in state funds since 2016 for those projects. So I guess maybe they do need to take a break.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, considering we're footing the bill for yesterday's legislative session, it was $30,000 for a day. So we're supporting that.
Yeah. How many more of those are they going to have?
That's it. They got it done yesterday.
Oh, did they get it? I'm sorry. I didn't know.
And they
that.
Did not get a whole lot done.
They got done the bare minimum had to.
That's right.
$30,000.
When Jim Buck was in town last Thursday night, I talked to him and he said, you know, the house is going to go in about 10 o'clock and they'll be done around, you know, about 11:30. We're going to go in about 1:30. We'll be done by 4:30. So that's about what it was yesterday.
If I was a state representative, I would not accept a check for that day. I would, you know, I think I'd go a long way with the constituents.
Well, that would go a long way with the constituents, but then your significant other would say, "What in the blank are you doing?"
Yeah, well, I'd lead the charge on that. I guarantee you that.
All right.
And if I ever get there, you can hold me to that when you interview me on the news.
Okay? I will hit you over the head with my cane.
I have no political aspirations. I just want to go on the record for saying that.
Now, as I said, I'll hit you over the head with my cane. Because I'll be that age if and when you get there.
Okay. It's a deal. I'll let you hit me on the head with your cane. Just hit me on the head with a microphone. Just go.
Don't do that too hard. You might bust the equipment over there.
Yeah, we've got the duct tape holding it together this morning.
Right.
So, okay. Well, so that's very good. 659-3338 or 800-447-4463 is the phone number to call. So we've got a special guest coming in at 9 o'clock. You and I will play musical chairs again and Healthy Communities today. Is that right?
Yeah, Kathy Martin's going to come in today, and she will be the spokesperson today. So
I've not seen Kathy for a while.
Yeah, Kathy's a good girl.
Yeah.
Both her and Laura, I mean, that's the top two people leading that organization. It's a great organization, and I always look forward to seeing them in here.
All right, so that'll be coming up at 9 o'clock right here on WILO. If there's something on your mind, give Ken and I a call. We'd love to talk to you. There was something locally. I wanted to real quick. Yesterday it was hot. It was warm, but the humidity wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It was actually bearable yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Driving home, though, I have the little temperature thing in my car. And it said 92 degrees.
I can believe that.
It's always a couple. I think it's always a couple degrees warmer on my car temperature thing. But wow! So there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, and a high 82. I was looking at radar, and there's some spotty stuff off to the west. So
it's only about a 20 or 30% chance. You know, up until Saturday night, that it gets to 50. Otherwise, it's just going to be hit and miss, pop up here and there.
Yep. And we'll keep an eye on it because some of those things can get severe.
Yes, it can.
What else you got there in the Wylo News Department?
Well,
Ken?
This is something I think was very interesting. And this is, this happened more than four years ago. Now, I didn't think it had been quite that long. But an investigation by an Australian TV news program suggests the pilot of the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared with 239 people aboard more than 4 years ago, deliberately crashed into the Indian Ocean. That's kind of what we thought now for the last few, because they have found very little wreckage, and they haven't even found the plane yet.
Right, right.
I've been a firm believer of something else took place, and I've read a couple things that leads me to believe that, you know, that plane is probably, I think the bodies are, you're never going to find them again.
Right.
I think the plane possibly, and I still believe this, was flown to an island where the people were gotten rid of, and the plane was remade, and it's in service someplace.
You think so?
I really believe that. Because,
wow.
Because if you think about it, they have found very little wreckage of any. And it's something down there in the bottom of the Indian Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hit mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to break apart.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't. Where is it?
From the way I understand it, I cannot speak fluently on this. It's so far down, and it's so murky, and it's just tough to get to.
That part is true.
Yeah, but I think it's probably down there.
But
that's
still
quite a conspiracy you're throwing out there.
I know,
there,
but I've read that. I've seen a book on it.
Okay.
And I've read the book. So, and the other thing of it is that, you know, when it hits the bottom, it still breaks up.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So it's still,
You'd think you'd find floating parts or something
somewhere,
right?
You should have found some parts of it someplace.
Especially in this day and age of technology.
Right.
They have the sonar scans and things like that.
That's right.
Mm.
And that hasn't happened. I saw a piece on a little thing I just saw, I think it was yesterday. A piece that's not very big. That's the biggest piece they've found.
Yeah.
So it just looked like a little bit about like a quarter of a spot of a wing.
Wow.
That's about the biggest part they've found.
Hmm.
And they found no bodies, no wreckage, no baggage, no nothing. Now, the question is, where is it? It can't be that far down that you can't go find it.
I don't know about that.
Well, it could be, but then again, as I said, it eventually hits something and it's got to break up.
What's the motive behind that, I wonder?
Terrorism would be one. And also the fact this guy was a Syrian, you know, Captain Zahari Ahmed Shah. I mean, he's the one that basically they're putting this on, is that he, you know, deliberately committed the suicide by taking the whole plane down.
Mm-hmm. See, so that makes more sense to me.
And the other thing of it is, though, but he flew, and I saw the video where it says he flew in ways, he flew over Malaysia, flew over Thailand, he flew in areas where there's not much radar.
Mm-hmm.
And he also went so high that you couldn't
detect it.
You couldn't detect him.
Wow.
So, I mean, that tells me something else, too.
Okay, well.
So I'm not saying it has happened, but it's got that smell like it could have very easily.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Or, you know, and you were there.
Yeah, right. Well, okay, some new developments on that this morning. Well, wow, mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching this for a couple weeks now. Residents on Hawaii's Big Island remain on edge for the possible violent eruption of Kilauea. The volcano has been opening cracks in the earth and spewing lava and toxic gas for more than a week, destroying homes and prompting thousands of evacuations. Scientists say it could all be a precursor to a massive eruption that could send boulders and ash flying through the air. If it does erupt, damage could radiate 12 miles from the crater. The blast could take place in the next 24 to 48 hours, mm-hmm. and FEMA is telling residents to monitor hourly radio broadcasts. So this thing could blow in the next day or two.
I still think it will. But do you realize that the U.S. Geological Survey counts 169 potentially active volcanoes in this country?
In this country. 160? No, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, and plus the big one about at Yellowstone, and about 50 of them are in six states that are rated high priority or highest priority for monitoring.
I watched, I think we were talking about this off the air, a National Geographic documentary a couple months ago on the supervolcano underneath Yellowstone.
Yeah, that one scares me.
Yeah, and it said if it blows, you know, you can forget life forms in about
six states.
Six surrounding states,
mm-hmm.
including us here in Indiana. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. I've seen that same program, and that's spooky.
It is.
Now I got a comment for both of you.
Okay.
All right.
Kevin, if you become a politician, you're going to lose my respect.
Like I said, I have no political aspirations here.
He better not.
And Ken,
mm-hmm.
I believe that airliner went to the same place that Flight 19 did. It's in a spaceship somewhere being analyzed.
That's a possibility too.
I seriously believe that.
I'm not saying that's because I know we're not alone. I will vouch for that one.
I know it's an impossibility. How many million galaxies are there?
How many billion
stars are in those galaxies?
Mm-hmm. It's possible, but I hadn't really given that much thought. But I'd say it's possible. I know we're not the only ones here. I know that.
This conversation is getting pretty heavy pretty quick.
Now, I'm upset. Why aren't they paving this summer?
The reason being is that NDOT, with the Community Crossings Grant, is not going to start taking applications until August, and they will take it through the end of September, and they will award that grant if you get it in November. Nothing's going to be open in November to do any paving.
And so we can have NDOT replacing the highway in front of my house all the way through town, and then we're going to have the city paving some of those streets up to the highway while the state's up messing around.
I don't know exactly what the time frame is yet because that's yet to be determined. It's if we get anything from this Community Crossings grant. I don't know if it'll be early next year or what, but I do know. I'm not even exactly sure what the timeline is outside of 2019 for State Road 28.
Yeah, they're probably going to change it again.
I would imagine they probably will.
Because that's just why fix this highway in this town that doesn't really – Frankfurt don't really count.
Well, I know there's a lot of people in the field that way. I know that.
I do. And the mayor said something about the west side of Frankfurt. You know, this – part that I live in didn't use the count, period.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, and this is something I don't mind saying this, there are two things on the west side of town that just absolutely irritate me that haven't been fixed for 100 million years. One's the roundhouse, and two is the, you know, where all the cars are, that place out there on the west side of town.
Castles.
Yeah. Those are the two things that just absolutely irritate me.
Yeah, and they've been there forever, along with whiskey.
You know, and here's the thing, is that if we really want to motivate people to come into this town, get that side of town fixed. That is the major gateway to this community. And I have said that since the day I got into this community, and it hasn't been fixed yet.
Amen.
And, you know, the mayor talked about fixing the south side, the 39 coming in town from both directions and the east side. And he has said, and I'm not picking on him, so Mayor, if you're listening, I'm not picking on you. You have said very little about improvement and upgrading the west side of town.
Well, he wants the new police station on the west side of town.
Yeah, I know he did, but I don't know where you're going to put it.
I've got a pretty good idea where that's going to go.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
I have a thought, but I won't mention it.
I'm not mentioning my ideas either, but I got a pretty good idea where it's going to go.
I know where there's a possible, you know. Okay, anyway, I just wanted to tell you, know, that I believe the aliens got that airliner, and that politicians, we have to have them. They're a necessity because you have to be diplomatic when you're a politician.
Oh, you mean that's something we can, when you say diplomat, something we can say, yeah, you're a politician. Ha ha ha.
And Kevin?
Yes, sir?
We won't burn your house down.
I appreciate that. Thanks,
take care,
Larry.
All right.
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook last week. It said, see if I get this right, politicians, like diapers, should be changed often and for the same reasons. So I'll just leave that.
I'm gonna let that go. I'll let that go too. I want to say something. No, I'm not gonna say something.
Again, not locally. We're not talking about
right.
Just well, did you see that Thor is gonna swing the green flag to start this
year's
Indy 500, which you can catch right here on WILO.
We won't see it on. You won't be able to see Thor do it,
but no. You'll hear him.
Right.
Race managers yesterday announced that actor Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor in the Marvel movies, will have the honors of opening the race. Hemsworth is also a brand ambassador for Tag Heuer, which is the official timepiece of the Indy 500 and Verizon IndyCar Series. You can hear the Indy 500 right here on YLO. I think we're going to take to the airwaves about 11 o'clock on Sunday, May 27th, and be listening for Thor. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. One other thing I think we definitely need to mention, especially since the fact that it happened yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court opened the door for sports betting as they you know, turned it all over to everybody. As you know, they. But however, the Indiana lawmakers say it's not coming here anytime soon. So it's going to be interesting to see what they decide to do. But sports betting is now legal in every state.
About every 3 months, I'll buy 4 or 5 scratch-offs on payday. About once every 3 years, I'll go to the casino with a friend or something and you know, lose $30, $40. But I tell you what, I just gambling's never been a big thing for me. And boy, there's money in it, though.
My main concern, and I think you're going to see an uptick in this, and I hate to say this because it's a pessimistic side of me, but I think you're going to see a lot more scandals recording on point shaving and those kind of things in pro and college athletics.
Well, I know, you know, they got to go where the money is and everything, but, you know, that'll certainly help the economy in some respects, but at what cost, right?
Yeah, you're going to see some costs and you're going to see some careers go bye-bye because people aren't very smart sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm not in favor of that. So
yeah, can't say I am either. I was a little surprised when they did it yesterday.
But that's the Supreme Court there, so we'll just have to.
Yeah, I know.
Wait and see. Well, First Lady Melania Trump's recovering after a kidney procedure yesterday. The White House is calling it a benign kidney condition and says there were no complications from the embolization procedure. I heard though she's going to be there for at least 4 or 5 days.
Yeah,
so kind of got to monitor.
And also here again, Mike Pence had to open up his mouth again. He just needs to shut it.
Well, he was just wishing her the best. And
I know, but that's a directive from you know who. So he just still needs to shut it. He's nothing but a puppet. I don't care if anyone even says that.
Ken's on a tear. See, I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I was thinking about you with your Mike Pence thoughts. I think, at least right now in the country, we've set ourselves up because, you know, we were to the point, at least in my opinion, where you needed a Trump-esque person.
Now I don't disagree with that.
You know, so you got Trump in here, and he's hurting people's feelings, and he's, you know, coming in like a bull in a china shop. And then, you know, so it may take 8 years because I feel confident he'll probably be reelected. I don't know that.
That's if he decides to run.
Yeah, he's already filed, so. So you have... You have Trump beating everybody up for 8 years, and then you have Mike Pence who will come in and probably, you know, run for president, and then Pence will be the warm grandfatherly type to kind of pull the country back together.
Who will probably bury this country in debt like he did in the state of Indiana.
I was trying, Ken.
You didn't try very hard. As I said, I like Mike Pence the person. I really think he's a great guy. As a politician, he is not worth a tinker's you know what.
Well, you got to walk a pretty fine line with Trump there, so you better be towing the Trump line.
As I said, you know, I think we needed a Trump type person too. You know, and here's the thing.
I wonder if Trump would ever try to fire Pence. Well, I just need a new vice president.
That would be interesting. You know, what's going to be interesting with Trump is that, you know, but what this has shown is something we've said all along. You have the most inept Congress and senators in the world.
Yeah, that don't help, does it?
It still refuse to cooperate and still refuse to try and move this country forward because they're afraid they might lose a penny.
Mm-hmm.
A penny, not a dime, not a quarter, not a nickel. You know, a penny. Of their inheritance because of all the projects they have managed to get into their pockets since they've been in office.
I'm all for pinching pennies, but not when it comes to that.
I mean, these people need to be taken out and severely, you know what?
Beaten with a bat.
I wasn't going to be that nice.
Well, the National Hurricane Center continues to watch a system in the eastern Gulf of Mexico that's been producing showers and thunderstorms across much of Florida. And you know what that means?
Yep.
Forecasters say locally heavy rainfall and possible flash flooding can be expected. They are monitoring for subtropical and tropical development of the system as it moves slowly northward. It's only be given just a 30% chance of becoming a named storm, though.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in that time of year, too.
Yeah. And also, I thought it was, I almost had to laugh at this morning because we're having an asteroid pass by us between us and the moon tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's about 170 by 400 type of, you know, shape. It's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And they found it in they first saw it in 2010, then they lost it for 8 years. How in the world do you lose an asteroid that size for 8 years?
Wow. And now coming back through.
It's coming back through, and it's going right past us tonight. I don't know what time tonight. It would be nice if we could, if you happen to look up and you see the moon, you see something going right between us and the moon, it probably is that.
Man, I may have to Google that and see how that
I have
works.
I have not seen any specific time as to when it's going to happen.
Okay. But I might have to Google it.
But it's called like 2000 WC9 is what I think the asteroid is called.
Okay.
I'm going like, how do you lose an asteroid that size for 8 years?
I know. Wow. Well, Larry Glass showed me a picture on his phone about 3 or 4 months ago of the International Space Station that he had seen. I think, I want to say Russ Casper actually took the picture with his phone, or Larry took it, and they were looking through a telescope or something. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was amazing because it was so clear.
Yeah.
It was just like a photo he just took. He's like, hey, look, it looks like a big bus just traveling across. It was so cool. I thought that was so neat.
I know it was.
So Ken and I are going to play musical chairs, and he'll be talking with a representative from the Healthy Communities Agency. So, Ken, thanks as always.
And no problem.
See you on the other side.
All right.
Well, thank our sponsors, too. They are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
We now pause for station identification. We're that little building on the west end of town with antennas on top of the roof.